someone tell me that tip me off to Alan gets a bit of a kick in on ChrisMoyles.net. Well, not a kick in, but it's a comment about him which I don't think he'll like.
Tipped you off?
Well, a mate of mine said, oh, I was on ChrisMoyles.net and Alan's, I don't love Alan as much anymore. And I'm like, what? Thinking it's going to be a big thread about you, and it wasn't.
What have I done now?
Well, it's just, you know, the ChrisMoyles.net site has been running for 10 years. Mm. And it's great. The guy called Chris
Harris
has been doing it for years, yeah, and, you know, many people contribute to it, and it's great. And then on the forum is this all this little community of people tapping away on their keyboards.
Hello.
Don't do that, Dave.
Why?
Because there's a lot of people now do that on the internet.
It's not necessarily derogatory.
They might be saying hello.
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 Anyway, so...
and they don't like me. Is it because I'm doing the earlies?
It says, it seems Allard has kind of disowned us a bit this year.
Oh.
That's what it says. That's what the, that's what they're saying about you. You've disowned them.
Do you know what it is? Do you want an answer? You don't care, do you?
I'm not really kidding. After reading page 3 of Friday's birthday show thread, I'd like to say I think this place is brilliant. We've more character and personality on here than Allard.info and UM, which is the unofficial Mills site. It's like the rival site.
They're so annoyed UM sent a card in and they hadn't.
And that precious Facebook Bebo put together. Something like that, isn't it? We should not give ourselves a hard time with it. It seems Allard has kind of disowned us a bit this year.
So right. Are there people who would go onto that site every day and write stuff?
Hmm. Oh, yeah, of course.
Really?
No, you should. Hmm. If you're going to join a forum, then you have to contribute regularly, and that happens a lot on ChrisMoyles.net. Hmm. I will go there this weekend, and I'll answer some questions.
Yeah.
And are you always you, or do you go on there under pseudonyms?
No, it's against BBC rules to go on a pseudonym.
Oh, is it?
You can't do that. So I am me on there.
Right. Well... You know, they're always saying, oh, Chris likes us off because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're not horrible, we're nice. And everything. So if you want to, put them to the test. If you want to join the forum on ChrisMoyles.net, just log in and just join in. They are only too pleased to see new members.
Do you know what, though?
I do say that sarcastically.
I'm going to stick up for them and say, if there is something that's wrong with the show, if something happens... They are the first to pick up on it because they're such fans of the show. They know if Carrie's done something or I've said something.
Yeah, but to be
wrong.
Fair, they're the judge of what they think is right and wrong on the show.
But they're fans, they're the listeners.
Yeah, but they're wrong. I'm the judge and jury. You know, I don't walk into, you know, supermarkets and go, you put all the food in the wrong place.
Do I? If
they go, that, what's your supermarket experience? I don't have any, I shop here. And they go, like, get out.
If the show had a fan site where all they said were good stuff...
It'd be brilliant. I'd be on that every day.
And we did something wrong...
I'd be on it every day.
We'd never know about it.
Yeah, but I'm not being funny. I love the fact that we have this site and it's been running for a long time, but we don't learn anything out of it. Because the only thing we've learned out of it is they moan about new features, and then we take them off, and then 3 months later, 6 months later, they go, what's happened to all the good features? Like, and then they list all the old features they used to hate. Hey, birthday corner. Birthday corner's rubbish. Birthday corner's the worst feature in the world. It's so boring. I don't listen to what birthday corner's all around. 3 months after we take it off. You know, why do they bring more things like birthday corner?
They're very fickle on there, aren't they?
Yeah. It's not everybody on there.
No, it's not.
They didn't even like King of Tickets on there.
No, well, it was a mixed response.
Mm. Yeah, they thought the Drew Barrymore interview was bad. Mm. But it's you know, go, let's have a look at it. ChrisMoyles.net, it's really easy.
What is scary on there is the phenomenal amount of audio and clip. They've got a better archive on there than we have throughout the whole BBC.
It's better archived. You know, we might have the material, but I couldn't find it for you, whereas they've got it all archived.
It's all there. It's unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, log on and say hello. Say hello, I'm new. Please welcome me with open arm.
I like your archive, you can say.
You can do that.
I was on there the other day looking at... clips of the telly show that we did, Chris, from 10 years ago.
Oh,
and
they've got
a far better collection than anybody.
It's
scary. Whole episode, all in order.
Well, the UK Play Show?
Yeah. First series.
Did you win awards for that?
No. 150 shows.
Are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh?
I thought you did win something for that. No.
The photos on here, Dominic.
Doing what?
They haven't updated the team yet, actually.
No, really.
Yeah, since the changes.
Team info, Dominic Byrne. Let's have a look.
Hello.
Dominic Anthony Byrne.
Anthony.
A.K.A. Egghead or Slaphead.
That's not very nice, is it? That's not a good start.
Is that what's on there?
Yes.
They shouldn't be allowed to... This is the fan site. They shouldn't be allowed to say that.
He was born in Norwich on November the 10th, 1962.
1972.
He likes... What?
1972.
He likes to make it known he moved soon after, but to quite where... Oh, they're not sure where you moved to.
Okay.
We aren't so sure. Right. He describes himself as having lived all over the place.
Yes.
Having after leaving college, Dominic went to uni in Bournemouth, albeit for just 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did.
He was offered a job at the radio newsroom, so he quit.
Yeah.
£1,000 in debt after buying a big hi-fi and a big TV.
Yeah.
That's detailed.
Even I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, but how do they know that?
Didn't we all fill in questionnaires when we joined the breakfast slot? And I think that's where all these have come from.
I've never heard that before.
Dominic was a freelance reporter before he joined Radio 1 in 1997. He first worked briefly alongside Chris Moyles when he read the overnight news on Chris's 4 till 7am slot. And then there's...
I didn't join in 97, though, because that means I've been here for 11 years.
This large sound file from October 97...
97?
Has a snippet of Dominic at the beginning of it, talking in his posh news voice.
Oh, do you know what? I might have been... Yes, because I started freelancing
here... That's
what
it said.
...and at a different radio station.
They know more than you do.
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
Blah, 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 blah. He even made his own advert, voiced by Mark Goodyear, advertising the greatest hit blunders of Dominic Byrne.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
A spoof CD full of his news-reading cock-ups. Hear the advert here.
Can you?
And it's on there. We don't have a copy of that. That's why I love this site.
Yeah.
He made a brief return to Chris's afternoon show in 2003, participating in Huey Lewis in the News. An odd short-lived feature that interspersed Huey tracks with the latest showbiz headlines.
Huey Lewis in the News was brilliant.
It was Huey Lewis and the news.
Yeah.
Never won an award for it, though, did we?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Dominic regards his proudest moment so far on the show as what?
What did I say?
Now, what's your proudest?
What is my proudest
moment? I'm asking you.
Oh, okay. I thought when we dressed up as rabbits.
Yep. As performing dressed as a giant dog to 15,000 people at one big weekend in Birmingham.
That's as good as it gets, I think.
And he's also the co-founder and singer in popular beat combo Folk Phase.
Mm. Yeah.
He performed at the Jazz Tent at Glastonbury.
I'd say popular. It's only Folk Phase.
Here's the Dominic Byrne trivia. You ready?
Yep.
Despite being from Norwich, he hates the Norfolk accent.
No, I don't.
You said that.
I said that nationally. No, that was misinterpreted, I think, wasn't it? Hate the Norfolk accent. That's ridiculous.
I think they got that from this.
I hate that accent.
Oh, no, you got that as well.
Yeah. I hate that accent, don't you?
What accent?
The Norwich accent.
Brilliant. Hello, Norfolk.
I can say that. I was born there.
See? Fact number two. He's a vegetarian, but eats chicken, duck and fish.
And sausage and bacon now and... Haggis.
Lamb.
A couple of weeks ago.
You're going to drop the title now.
Yeah,
He goes to France a lot and is bald.
Both are true.
His head looks like a bowling ball.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
He supports Liverpool Football Club and his favourite colour is red.
Yes, it is.
He likes to visit Whipsnade Zoo and in particularly Barking the Sea Lion.
Yes. Still
he once sucked the crotch of radio personality Dave Pearce whilst flipping beer mats.
Soaked.
What did I say?
Soaked.
Oh, did I?
I didn't do
that. Whoa.
I didn't do that.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said...
That's how he
sucked. Yes, yeah. You soaked the crotch of Dave
I would
Pearce.
Just like to say I never did what you just
no,
said.
Did I just say he sucked the crotch?
Yeah, I sucked the crotch of Dave Pearce.
That's a whole different...
Yeah, that's a different
did
website.
Did you do that?
What?
Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that, no.
Wow.
Who else wants to play? Dave, what does yours say?
I've no idea.
That was a great night out, that was. One of our first nights out together.
That was our first outside broadcast on the show, wasn't it? In Newcastle. Yeah. I was trying to do the beer mat trick. You know, when you put them on the edge of the table and you flip them up and catch them. I knocked a bottle of beer over Dave.
You were losing Dave at
pants.
That point anyway before you.
Yeah. He'd only just walked in.
Well, anyway, go and have a look at the website if you want. It's very good. And leave a message on the front, but be polite. Say hi. Be nice. If you're nice to them, they're nice back.
Yes. It's nice to be nice.
Like caged animals. You know, feed them some nuts. Or whatever the hell that means. The Chris Moyle Show. quarter past seven.